Previously on Bates Motel.
Alex?
Hey, Maggie.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, come in.
I saw something online. Your mom, she died.
Why would you keep this from me?
I couldn't bring myself to tell you the horrible truth, which is that she committed suicide.
Bullshit! She wouldn't do that.
I need to go down there.
Don't screw with me.
I'm perfectly willing to kick your ass if you breathe a word about this to my wife.
I can't believe you!
I hate him.
He's a bad woman, like your father was.
You wanted to know the truth?
Well, I don't want to know it
anymore.
You
wanted to understand who I am?
Never mind, I'm sorry.
It's too late, Norman! It is here!
Oh, mother. What have I done?
Jesus, Norman, turn the faucet off. You're wasting water. Come on, Norman. You want to play with the big kids, honey? You got to act like the big kids. Let's clean this up. Okay? Change your clothes. Do it over there. I'm not going to look. I want to work on this. You'll live. You can think about the meaning of life later. But right now, we got shit to do. Okay? Okay. All right. Go change. To know, Norman. You kept asking questions. You can't do this to me. You can't be like, I don't believe in Santa Claus, and then when I say, okay, honey, you're right, you freak out. I mean, this is not fair. You painted me in a corner, and now you have to deal with it, okay?
I'm trying. It's just a lot.
Long night.
That was a body bag. Mother, did you see it?
It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with us.
That was Jim. Mother, it was Jim Blackwell. Who else is it going to be in that lake?
Norman, you cannot have a meltdown.
Sheriff Green has already come around asking about him once before. She already suspects us of having something to do with his disappearance, and she is going to piece it all together and...
I'm going to pretend that didn't just happen right now. We have to focus on getting rid of Sam's body step by step. We deal with the rest later. We can't use the lake this time, so we have to choose between the cliff and the woods.
This time? How many times have we done this, Mother? How many bodies are they going to find in that lake?
Norman, there is a lot at stake right now. If they connect these crimes to you, they are either going to kill you, or they are going to put you in a mental institution and they are going to feed you meds. Whichever it is, it's going to be the end of us. Let's just dump the body in the woods. Okay, I mean, we still have to get rid of the car. We have to clean the crime scene. We do not have time for this emotional bullshit. Come on, let's go. Man, I can't see shit in the snow. I know there's an old well here somewhere.
How do you know these things?
I have eyes in my head.
So do I, Mother. It's not like I make a metal load of good things to drop bodies into.
Yeah, well, who's talking now?
That doesn't even make sense.
You know what I mean. It's good that one of us is thinking about these things. God.
God.
Heavy.
Yeah, well, he's tall. Was tall.
All right. One... two, three.
It doesn't seem real. I can't believe I did this. He deserves to die.
Jesus, Norman. A quarter, I'd make a wish. You gotta ditch the car now. Jesus, walking in this cold for 5 miles.
You can't control the weather, Mother. That's one thing you have nothing to say about.
Your money's falling out of your pocket.
Can't believe he gave us all of this for the car.
What did you think a chop shop was? They chop up stolen cars and they sell the parts. So of course they gave me money.
It's just... chick didn't give me any money for the other car, that's all.
That guy. You have a lot to learn, Norman.
I know, Mother. I do.
Now we just gotta finish micro-cleaning the motel room. Hope I remember to put the luminol. What do I do with it?
Mother?
Yeah?
Should I just turn myself in?
How can you say that to me?
Mother, I don't want to be taken away from you, or killed, or locked up, but what we are doing is wrong.
You know, maybe I shouldn't have told you the truth about how things work. Maybe it's just too much. Look, if you ever feel overwhelmed, I could just, you know, take over. I would be happy to do it.
No, Mother, no, that is not an option, okay? Never again.
I'll handle this.
Don't do anything stupid, Norman. If you love me.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I thought I heard someone.
Hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
Oh, no trouble at all. You know, today's linen day. I always change the beds here once a week, whether they've been used or not.
Well, I've just been down at the little lake down the road. Do you know the one?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I think so. It's over that way, huh? Nice. Yes, I often send the kayakers there during the summer months.
Well, we found multiple bodies there last night.
Dead bodies?
Yes. And one was Jim Blackwell's.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say, Sheriff. That's truly awful news.
Yes, it is. I just thought you should know Jim Blackwell won't be bothering you. Still like to know why he had your address and what Alex Romero might have to do with any of this.
I can't imagine.
Looks like someone left here in a hurry.
Oh. Yeah, that was an unruly guest. I guess raking the gravel is next up.
I thought you said you hadn't had any guests.
Really? Lynn and the... No, I mean, we haven't had any real guests. We had someone, some people, they came by, but it was only a couple of hours. It was a quick one, you know. I had no idea that's what they were going to do. They did pay for the full night, Sharon, so...
I know you're not like that, Norman. But when was this?
This? It was last night.
Well, I hope they didn't give you too much trouble.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
All right then, Norman, I'll let you get back to your linen.
And the raking.
And the raking, yes. Take care now.
All righty, Sheriff.
What are you looking for?
I wanted some water. I thought there was a glass in here somewhere.
I'll get you a glass of water. Get back in bed. You've hardly eaten for 3 days. You feel hungry yet?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Okay, slow down. There's more.
Did I have anything with me when I got here? Everything's such a blur.
No, just you. Well, and a big infected wound. I got some antibiotics. That's what you've been taking.
Thanks. Pretty sure you saved my life.
That was my goal.
I know I had a gun with me. Where is it?
You must have dropped it. Finish your food. I'll be back in a little bit to clear it up.
What'd she say? What are you doing, Norman?
They found more than one body. Multiple bodies.
Well, we kind of knew that was going to happen.
But it's all connected to us. They're going to investigate, and we'll be on the radar. They could even search the house. And so, we have to get everything out of here that could possibly arouse suspicion.
Okay. So what are we gonna do with her? Where are we gonna put her?
A spot in the woods, up the mountain pass. There'll be snow there, and there's that beautiful little clearing by the abandoned cabin. We found it there once when we were collecting foliage on an island.
Whatever. Let's just get it done.
Maybe you should go back down to the motel for a while. Put up a new shower curtain or something.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
For you as soon as I can. I promise.
I love you.
for something to eat.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I get by.
Well, you should have called me. You shouldn't be living here by yourself.
It's okay. The motel's still running. How's Emma?
Oh, she's good.
Yeah?
We got married. And, we have a baby.
A baby?
Yeah. Yeah, a little girl. Katie.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I didn't call you. That I haven't seen you for so long. It's just... You have no idea, Dylan. Every day is a small century.
Still seeing your doctor?
My doctor?
Yeah, your therapist.
Oh, Dr. Edwards. No, not officially anymore. Although I did have to bump into him in the village just this week, and, you know, he's doing well.
When did you stop seeing him?
After her mother died. It was all too much.
Are you still taking the meds?
No, I haven't for a while now, actually. I really don't think that I need them.
For a few days. Okay, and we're gonna get this all figured out.
I don't feel so good. I'm just gonna go upstairs and lie down, but enjoy and make yourself at home.
I'm sorry.
Maggie, come on. Where is it? Where'd you put it?
I'm not giving it to you, Alex. Don't do something stupid and get yourself killed. Because you have always been one of the kindest people in my life, Alex Romero.
Don't get in the middle of this.
You were the only person I grew up with in this shitty town who was decent. Why are you doing this? What happened? I know you. I know you live by your own moral compass. I know there's a reason you're here. Something about Norma Bates? Did she kill herself?
No.
And you know who did kill her? Or you think you do?
I need my damn gun, so just make it sure by the time I'm strong enough to leave here.
Check in with you after everything.
We got to talk about Dylan.
What about Dylan?
He can't be here.
Well, he's not going to stay.
Well, he's asking a lot of questions, and you can't let him know the answers.
I won't, Mother. I would never do anything to jeopardize us.
He's your brother. I know you love him, but you can't let him in.
He's just visiting.
Norman, I'm sure he's coming at it from a good place, but... unfortunately, he's just misguided. He's never really understood us. Don't get me wrong. I love Dylan. We both love Dylan. I mean, it's Dylan. But the reality is that we can't have him in our lives anymore. That's the price we pay for having what we have. It's just the two of us.
I understand, Mother.
You just need to, like, cook a nice little dinner for the two of you. You know, charm him, be happy, convince him that you're fine, and then make him leave.
Okay.
Dylan?
Yeah. Any luck?
We called your brother's doctor to see if we could renew the expired prescription, but unfortunately we couldn't speak to him. Dr. Edwards went missing just over a year ago. Apparently he's presumed dead.
Yeah, I guess my brother was confused. You know, he said that he saw him a few days ago, but that's why he needs the meds. I'm worried that if he doesn't get his meds soon, then something very bad will happen.
Can
Can I help you?
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Madeline. I'm a friend of Norman's. Who are you?
I'm Dylan. I'm Norman's brother.
Oh.
You didn't know that he had a brother?
No. Well, I'm just going to see Norman. My husband's missing. He never came home, and I just really need to talk to Norman. I think he might have seen him.
Your husband was here?
I don't know. He might have been. I just don't know where else to go. I've been calling and...
Look, I'm really sorry about your husband, okay? But Norman is in a really fragile state right now, and I don't want him to get upset. Okay, so if you want, I can tell him that you called, and I'm sure he'll call you back.
Wait, what do you mean? What's wrong with Norman?
Norman has mental issues. Okay, he's not well. That's all I can really say. Look, I really need to try and get him into a safe place and control his environment. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Look, why don't you just give me your husband's name and I can ask him myself if he's seen him, and I'm sure he'll let you know.
Sam Loomis.
Okay.
Pretty much done. What's wrong?
We need to talk. I just ran into someone named Madeline.
I see, you did, huh?
She was looking for her husband?
Hmm. Yes, the Loomises. I've spent some time with them both. I mean, I don't know them that well. I certainly don't know where he is. Well, why don't you just sit on down and then we can eat, okay? Mmm.
Do you know what happened to him, Norman?
No. No, of course I don't know, Dylan. Come on, could we just talk about this after?
No, we cannot talk about this after. Okay, we're going to talk about this right now. Madeline said that she thought that he might have come here yesterday. Did he come here yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Dylan, he happened to be here yesterday.
And what happened?
Well, you see, the problem is, Dylan, is that he was not a very nice man. And he came here because he was cheating on Madeline with this other woman, and she rented a room, you know, just so they could spend a few hours together.
And then what happened?
I don't know. In the morning, they just weren't here. All right? They must have just left together in the middle of the night. I mean, took the car. You know, it's the sort of thing that happens, isn't it? It does make sense that he would not be calling his wife today.
And you don't know where they went?
No, of course I don't know, Dylan. I don't know anything more than what I've just told you. So please stop trying to confuse me, and you stop meddling with the truth. Okay, I know you care about me, Dylan. But you can't ever understand. So please, please just leave me be and let me live how I need to live. You can't even be here, okay? So I think that you really should leave soon.
I just really want to help you get better. Okay, you need to trust me, please. I'm your brother and I love you. I got the pharmacy to give me a few pills until we can get you a new prescription. We need to get you some help. And you need to start taking these again. You were doing really well on them. Please just take one in front of me so I know you're taking it.
Please stay out of this, Mother. I just want to talk to him, Norman. Dylan. Dylan, I know you mean well. Because you have always meant well. And you may not believe me, but I am so proud of you. I love you. But unfortunately, I can only ever be a real mother to one person. And so, even though I love you so very much, and this pains me, you're getting in the way.
Mother?
I'd like to report a murder. My name is Norman Bates, and I killed Sam Loomis.